Greetings, EastEnders fans, and welcome to another episode of Albert Square After Dark, your weekly EastEnders podcast. This week, discussing the episodes broadcast between the 12th to the 15th of May, 2025. Hi there. How are you this week? Are you well? Yes? Good? Marvellous. Hello, Ree. How are you this week?
I'm all right, Rob. How are you?
I'm all right. All good? I'm all right. Are we excited, Ree? Not long till we're at the Soap Awards.
Honestly, so excited. It's come about so quick as well.
It has. Time.
We've been planning this for ages, haven't we?
We have.
People this. But whenever they are in 2025,
We're going. Yeah. And I tell you what, we're sorting our outfits out. Let me tell you, Ree has been sending me some saucy outfits with her dress. Let me tell you.
They're really
saucy.
We're getting
missus.
Everyone's blooming up.
So. Oh, I'll tell you
now,
what.
I went out the other day and I tried on, I think, 14 dresses.
Yeah.
And didn't buy one. So wish me luck, everybody.
Yeah.
I've got something so specific in mind, though, as well.
Yeah.
Basically, that one that I sent you, but in a different colour. And,
a different colour.
You know,
I tell
it
you
doesn't
what,
hug me in all the wrong places, preferably.
Oh, some would argue all the right places for the pictures you were sending me.
Woo!
I haven't decided what dress I'm wearing yet, but it'll look lovely, let me tell you.
I can help you, Rob.
Yeah?
Well, if I'm going out later to carry on my dress hunt, I'm going to end up with something I've already got in my wardrobe. I just can feel it. But if you go out later as well, Rob, we can be sending selfies to each other.
Yeah, we can.
We need to coordinate a little bit, so you might want to wait until I've got my dress, because that's probably more important.
We're not getting married, are we? I think we can wear what we
get
like
what
in terms
then.
Of colours. Yeah, I will. Yeah, but we'll see.
You know what? I got engaged at Christmas. I even considered anything to do with my wedding. I'm like, Soap Awards. I need to find a dress.
Good. At last you're prioritising, Ree. It's very important. Good. Got to hear it. This week's EastEnders. Yeah. Busy old week. Revelations are plenty. Yes. And slaps handed out. Affairs revealed. Ooh. And also, we've had news, we've had trailers. It's been a busy old week, and we've got
lots and lots
to discuss. Yes, spoiler alert. I do believe Chris Clenshaw's last week approaches. I think that's when the trailer's for.
Okay.
So we should discuss that later in
this week's Albert Square After Dark.
Right, let's kick off this week. We're talking about Varney and Joel and Ravi going mad and Suki getting badass. I tell you what, it's been a while since we've seen Suki in badass mode, hasn't it? I quite enjoyed it. It's been a while.
Yes. I'm enjoying Suki's involvement as well. Mm. Do you feel like she's doing one of those things that parents do when they become grandparents? So, you know, the parents who have been somewhat, in inverted commas, neglectful of the children growing up.
Yeah.
They end up being a lot more attentive to
making up for previous mistakes, you reckon?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I wonder. I know that she's not her biological grandchild, but she treats her like that, doesn't she?
Yeah, and I mean, you know, I think we're talking about a different Suki these days to the one
true,
that first
very
arrived,
true.
Aren't we? You know, I think her character
homophobic
is
Suki.
Yeah, that one. Evil Suki, they would send her children to prison. I think those days are done with this with Suki, aren't they? Which is a shame in some ways. So I have missed badass Suki, and we've got a flash of it this week when she sees Ross trying to kind of quieten Avani about what happened between him and Joel. Now, thoughts on this,
Joel,
about what he was doing? Yeah.
I think he's trying to avoid people finding out Joel's nature as well. I think he's panicking, isn't he, about this video that he's took.
I mean,
as
you
well.
Would, wouldn't you? I think you'd be slightly panicking because you doesn't
I mean,
know how to deal with it.
And is he not somewhat like involved in it, seeing as though he's actually seen like an underage girl now? That's what I was thinking when he discovered it. I was like, is he somehow going to get done now? I know he didn't know that when he opened the clip.
No,
but
and
do
he
you
looked
know
disgusted
what I mean?
By it, didn't he? Like,
yeah,
he was appalled
of course
by
it
it.
Weren't. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think that in the eyes of the law, him keeping quiet about it is probably not going to land him in the best of water, I wouldn't have thought. But I feel like, obviously, we know what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to hand your son over to the police. That's what you're supposed to do in that situation. But in the grand scheme of things, like, you kind of think if he's trying to not be that guy, what are your alternatives? Like, to go to Avani and say, do you want to not tell anybody, thanks? Like, I don't get what else he thinks he can do.
Yeah, I don't understand why he thought he'd be able to do much anyway, if I'm honest. I think he was just trying to quieten Avani down a bit because she was obviously embarrassed, weren't she, that they kind of got caught.
Yeah, and it wasn't like Avani was going around blabbing it around to everybody,
no,
was it?
No.
Unlike Joel, who has told Tommy and God knows how many other people. I tell you what, Joel, I just want to slap him. He's a little one, isn't he?
He's so blasé about
He
everything as well,
is.
isn't he? Like, no big deal. Like, everyone else is, you
Yeah.
know, make. That's what they do, though, isn't it? I think these kind of
Yeah.
incel types, like, making everyone else seem like they're being hysterical
Yeah.
rather than
Yeah.
their actions
Yeah.
actually being really
Yeah.
bad.
Yeah. I mean, even when Ravi was chasing him, like he let him like have a little smirk before he closed the door, didn't he? Yes, he said it's tall. Ravi, meanwhile, yeah. So what happens there is that Suki discovers what has happened.
Yes.
And she decides that she needs to tell Priya, which I can understand. You know, yeah, let Priya know what's going on because Ivani's having some tough times recently. So just keep Priya up to date. We won't tell Ravi, that's fine, because Ravi will do something silly. Unfortunately, when she's telling Priya what happens, Ravi is actually listening and goes absolutely mad.
And only hears the bit where she
Yeah.
says, "Oh, she had sex with Joel. I think he's took advantage of her when
Yeah.
she's being vulnerable." That's all Ravi hears.
All
So,
Ravi hears.
yeah.
I mean, in
I love
fairness,
it.
I think that's all. I don't think he even needed to hear that, in all fairness. I think he's
No.
one of these dads that's sort of like, you looked at my daughter, right? I'm going to dangle you over a bridge, you
Well,
know?
yeah, that is exactly what happened, didn't it,
Yeah.
before with
He
Barney,
is a bit
pretty much, yeah.
overprotective, but yeah.
Fair am here for it, though. I love an angry, I love angry Ravi.
Angry Ravi with his hair all
Yeah.
stuck up, stressed.
Yeah.
Yeah, he kind of marches over to Joel's house, bangs himself wet into the house, and starts like threatening and getting all violent and everything like that. Vicky's all up phoning the police. Ross is sort of like, "No, let's not be hasty here," but kind of tells Ravi that if he goes anywhere near Joel again, then he'll have him to deal with. I'm not being funny. I can't see that being too much of a competition. Bless
Not
him, but
scared.
not scared
Yeah.
really. Ravi didn't look entirely intimidated by that.
Although, I don't know if they're trying to give off this kind of vibe with Vicky and Ross, because Vicky's gobby, isn't she? She's a lot gobbier than
She's
her
very gobby.
previous
Her
character of
previous
Vicky was.
counterpart. Yeah, she's very
Yes,
gobby.
yes.
She really, really
Isn't
is.
she?
She's one of these, I think, that will just like wade her way into any situation, whether she knows what's going on or not.
Yes, she's a bit impulsive with it as well, I
Yes.
think, isn't
Yes,
she?
she is.
Yeah,
She has
definitely.
developed impulsiveness since we last saw her, I think, is the thing with
Yes.
Vicky. So where does this go from here? Ivani and Suki had a really nice conversation on the swings, because that's where the best conversations
Of
happen.
course. Yeah.
And she said to Suki that I just wanted to feel wanted, and I was, you know, obviously all the aftermath of the police stuff is still having its effect. So she wanted to feel like she wasn't being looked at in that way, in a humiliating way, I think. I don't like, see, the thing is, outside of this whole incel toxic masculinity thing that's going on with Joel, like, did it feel like Joel was the one, even though they're both underage, everything was going towards Joel? And I feel like if this, and that's fine because of the whole incel thing and everything, but they were both underage and they both knew what they were doing at that stage. So where does the parenting like kind of step in at that point?
I
You know what
think
I mean?
the yeah, no, I do know what you mean, but I think had they been in this like long-term relationship already, because Ivani were kind of playing it down and being like, "Oh, we're not even together," and Suki's like, "Well,
Yeah.
that's kind of not normal for your first time and stuff, you know. You should
See,
be in a bit of a
that's.
loving relationship and."
Yeah, I mean, I always kind of like, everybody always tells teenagers this, and it's sort of like, how many people can say that their first time was absolute like harpists and like the most romantic thing that's ever been? I don't, neither of mine were, you know,
Well,
so.
this is everyone else. This is how you interpret it, though, as well. Everyone's different, aren't they, on how they view it. Like, I agreed with what Suki was saying and what she was telling Ivani, but yeah, realistically, I think Suki knows enough to know that actually Ivani were pressured, even though I don't think Ivani's realised it yet. But I think Suki's realised it. I think that's what it is.
It's reading
And I
between the
think
lines.
now, yeah, and it's now going to be a case of maybe getting Ivani to realize that's what's happened to her. Like,
Yeah.
maybe if she talks through how it happened and the conversation they had. I can't see her doing that, though, if I'm honest with you. I can just see her being
No.
like, "Oh, just leave it. It's what I
Yeah.
wanted. It's
It's
fine."
not
I can
that
just see her
deep.
being
It's
like that.
fine.
Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah.
I mean,
Stop deeping it. Stop deeping it. Yeah.
I mean, Joel's got the gift of the gab though as well, hasn't he? Like, he knows what he's
Yeah.
doing, he knows what he's saying. So I think it's going to take a little bit of persuasion to kind of get Ivani to see that he's not entirely a good guy.
Well, wait for the video to come out, because that's going to be next,
Yeah,
surely.
I mean, that's going to do the rounds, isn't it? Because my thinking
Yeah.
is with this, that this video, if Joel is sort of looking online at forums and all of that kind of thing, then that video is going to get posted onto these forums as proof that that is what women are like, you know, that
It's
sort of mindset.
either that context, I've thought, or a few scenarios, or the video won't get released, but Tommy will let on that he's seen a video or something.
Yeah.
Or it's going to be literally some kind of like revenge porn thing where something happens with him and Navani and he gets so angry that he's just going to
He
put it out.
posts it,
Maybe
yeah.
on like maybe on a WhatsApp boys,
Yeah.
school group chat or something.
100% it is, yeah.
Something.
100% it is.
There's no way it's not going to get
No,
discovered, is there?
that video is doing the rounds at some point. Tommy and Joel's relationship is so weird, by the way. Like, all they do is sit and stare at I mean, I'm assuming they're not always looking at porn, but like,
No,
they do have
I
a
know what you
very
mean.
strange relationship where they're literally sort of like cuddled in a corner, what looking at stuff on phones. And I'm like, is that what boys do these days when they're together? Is that the thing?
I think this is why we actually had the Tommy AI friendship storyline to show that Tommy doesn't understand a normal friendship as well.
That's true. Yeah,
I
yeah.
think that's actually why we had the AI thing, so we could see Tommy doesn't understand maybe social norms anymore.
Yeah.
I think he did before all the stuff kicked off, and then he got labelled like Psycho Tommy at school, didn't he, and lost all his
Wonder why,
mates.
yeah.
But now he's trying to get back into it and he's a bit older. I just think he doesn't understand what constitutes a normal friendship. Like Denzel and I don't feel like Denzel and Nugget sit in a corner doing that together.
No,
They
they
might look
wouldn't.
like an Instagram model's picture
Yeah.
or something, and
Oh,
I
that's
feel like
it.
that, yeah, and I feel like that's as far as it'd go. They wouldn't be like sat watching it together, but like I say, I don't know if Tommy knows what's normal
No,
or
I mean, I
not.
feel like they sort of, yeah, because like Tommy's had his mind opened now, apparently, to like the wonders of the internet and what the internet can provide. And then all you need is Joel drip feeding poison and toxic masculinity into his mind to associate with those things that he's seeing. And then it all gets horrible from there. I'm assuming the way that it's going to be revealed from Tommy's point of view is that he's going to get into an argument with Kat and then he's going to just give her a whole tirade of just weird stuff about like women and what she's like as a mother and all of these sort of weird, horrible things. I'm guessing anyway.
Yeah, potentially, or it's going to be people find out how Joel is and Tommy's just going to stick up for him or something. I don't know. I was just thinking then though as well, like I think Tommy's desperate to keep him as a friend. So even if his gut is telling him I'm not sure this is right, he might go, yeah, but he's the only friend I've got at the minute. So like I'm going to go along with it because it's not that bad really.
I mean, even is he going to like kind of convince Tommy that him being violent towards Kat was the right thing to do at that moment as well?
Potentially, we've not seen the violent side with all this with Joel yet. Not that
Yet.
there's not time.
No.
So, yeah, it depends
Early
if we start
days.
seeing those kind of views.
We shall have to wait and see. Right, ladies and gents, let's move on to the next story.
So, Harry's still struggling this week with the
Yes.
revelation of Nicola killing Shireen. He's
Yes.
still not told Gina that he knows this about his parents. So she just knows that he's not coping about Shireen's death and that he's fallen out with his parents. And he's staying at Junior's flat with Gina this week, isn't
Yes.
he?
Yes.
And he then decides to give her a little kiss, which,
Yeah, it doesn't go down well, does it? I mean,
it doesn't.
it's a bit weird because Harry and Gina, in all fairness, look like they are going to be together at some point. I think they quite suit each other in many ways. And Gina, I maybe I wonder if Gina took Jay's words last week on board when he said, I know he's a little project for you, but let's not get
Project,
yourself
yeah.
all involved. Do you reckon that she maybe kind of had thoughts about what he'd said when that was
No,
happening?
I think that she's actually acting quite appropriately. I think at the minute she isn't trying to view him in that way, even if she does. But she knows that it's not right with the timing and with how much he's like struggling with Shireen stuff. Like it wouldn't be right for him to just start a relationship now. So I think she's doing the right thing. And also, why not build a bit of a friendship first and be there for him as a friend? But Harry, as we know, a bit of a ladies' man, isn't he? So he's always,
Is.
if he can, he'll always try it on, I think, won't he? Even though
Yeah, I
it's not the
mean,
right time.
Gina does see some drugs falling out of his pocket this week,
Of
and
course, yes.
she tells Teddy and Nicola this and then has to sort of pretend that she hasn't done because otherwise Harry would get really angry with her. But the thing is, I was a bit confused by this because Harry and Nicola and Teddy know full well that Harry takes drugs. So I don't
It's
really see
more.
what he was keeping it a secret from because they know that he's going to do this when he's in this frame of mind, you know?
It's more that, we had a little scene with Gina and Jay, and it's Gina's been asked by Teddy and Nicola to keep an eye on Harry and not told Harry. So I think that she would have still looked out for him anyway, if I'm honest, but she's got the added bit of his parents telling her to. And that's what it is. She's keeping that secret from Harry. So if he found out that actually his parents are asking her to keep an eye on him, and then she's told them that he's taking the drugs on top, it's more about her snitching on him to his parents. Because I think he'd leave if he knew that. He'd be like, well, if everything I do is going to get back to my mum and dad, who I've just fallen out with, then I'm not stopping here either. So I think she needs to just stop reporting back to him. But also, I'd be a bit scared of Nicola. She'll like tell me everything. I'd be like, okay.
I mean, and considering that she doesn't even know everything yet, because I feel like if she did, she wouldn't tell them anything, would she? But
No.
she, yes. I want to talk about this trailer that was released this week. So if you haven't
Ooh.
seen it, spoiler alert, but it feels like for Chris Clenshaw's last week, he's going out in style, and there appears to be, it looks, the trailer basically is a car at night, kind of going a bit, driving a bit erratically in what looks like the countryside or something, and then it goes flying off a bridge and lands in the river. And then that's all the trailer is. It's like coming soon. So who's in the danger? Who's in the car? That's the mystery. And I think it's the Mitchells.
Interesting,
I
yeah.
think it's this storyline.
Oh, having said that, another spoiler there. Nino, Nino, spoiler, spoiler. Stacey's leaving soon. I don't think she'll be leaving that soon, though, but
No, I feel like that isn't this. I feel like the Stacey
yeah.
stuff is going to be kicking off next week. I don't know when Stacey's leaving, but I think there's going to be a big Stacey stuff going on next week.
Yeah.
And then the week after that is the end of the week is a double Lauren Clee, by the way. So that normally means something big's
Oh,
kicking off.
yeah.
And they've got one of their big directors coming in, Christopher McGill, who did the Sukie and Eve wedding.
Yes.
So he normally like directs some quite big set pieces. So I feel like it's that.
I know what it is. It's going
Go
to be
on.
Barney.
You reckon that
Yeah.
revelation's going to come out, do you? The
I think
Zack and
the off
Barney
the
thing.
bridge thing, maybe Barney's going to be in danger. Because I noticed Barney this week made a passing comment, and I was like, that's going to be relevant. He was like, I'm 16 soon, I'll be able to make my own medical decisions and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, which means what? You're going to be able to discover
Oh, I
something medically.
see.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes, good
Because
catch.
it wouldn't take Barney 2 seconds to figure out, hang on, you're this blood type and my dad's that blood type.
Yeah,
Well, then he can't
Barney
be
would
my
work
dad,
that out.
can he?
I wouldn't have a clue with that sort of thing, by the way.
Yeah,
It doesn't
but he
occur to me
would.
whatsoever. But Barney
Yeah.
definitely would be able to work it out. Yeah, maybe the Barney Zach stuff is going to sort of come to a head. How would they end up in a car? What would be going? Who would be driving it?
Maybe Zach's going to try and take Barney, I don't know, and Nicola's going to
Maybe.
jump it back at Carr
Ooh.
or Teddy's going to be like, just go. Maybe it'll be Teddy and Nicola in the car, I don't
Or
know. Teddy's
Teddy
going
and
to be like, I can't
Harry.
believe it. Yeah.
Because has Harry got any
Ooh.
more to find out about really what happened? Or does he basically know everything now?
No, because as far as he knows, Nicola didn't actually kill her. Don't he still think that it was Benji? But that she ordered
Oh,
him
that's
to.
right. Yeah,
So he
that's
didn't
right.
actually
That whole
know,
thing has
does
sort of
he?
become so sort of like that person thinks this and that person thinks that, but Nicola
Yeah.
said this to that person. I sort of got a bit
Yeah.
confused about what Harry actually knows. But I think that there's a pretty good chance that all the Mitchell stuff maybe then is going to be coming out the week after next, and that's how this car crash is going to happen.
It could even be Harry on drugs,
Could be Harry
driving
on
the
drugs.
car.
Yes. Ooh, we shall have to wait and see. But it looks to be pretty epic. Do you reckon anyone's going to die?
No.
You don't think?
I was trying to think who would they kill off at this stage, and I can't think of anybody that they'd potentially get rid of now.
But maybe that's going to be the shock of it.
Maybe. Could be,
Could Barney
could be
die? Could
wrong.
Teddy die? Could Zach die?
No, can't kill Zach
No.
off or Teddy or but no.
No. Put
No.
a pin in it. Put a pin in it. We never know. We will have to wait and find out. So the rest of the week, ladies and gents, was basically the Harvey, Kathy, Cindy stuff. So I think first of all, we shall talk about Cindy v. Kathy. So, Kathy versus Cindy, I cannot put into words how much I love it. It's just camp, it's fun, it's just two EastEnders kind of classic characters just absolutely ripping two bells out of each other. I absolutely love it. It's great.
It is brilliant, and the hypocrisy of the entire scenario as well is
Yeah,
brilliant.
like Cindy
They're
discovering.
basically the same, to be
They are.
honest.
Well, I don't know. It's well, to be fair, Kathy's behaviour over the past few months, you could sort of, I mean, she tried to kill Cindy and then she
Yeah.
started having an affair. Literally everything that Cindy's ever done, in fairness. And at least
Tried to
Cindy.
kill her daughter-in-law and cause her damage because she doesn't think that she's good enough for a son. Look what Cindy were doing to Lauren, you know what I mean?
And then went and wrecked a relationship. That's pretty Cindy. You got to be honest with you there.
Yeah.
Fair.
Bit of Oedipus complex from Ian there, I think.
Maybe. So basically, the Harvey and Jean relationship has basically finished this week because of Cindy, effectively.
Yeah,
Harvey, obviously.
well,
I mean, well, come on. I mean, Harvey
and Harvey.
and Harvey helped,
Oh, yeah,
but
no,
I
he's
feel
safe.
like, Harvey was never going to do anything about it because Jean basically realizes this week how good Harvey has been to her and how much she loves him and what a fabulous relationship the two of them have got. Meanwhile, Kathy and Harvey are saying, right, this relationship needs to end, all right? I love you. I need to work out how to tell Jean this. She's going through
Yeah.
some stuff at the moment. She's dealing with Stacey, but essentially, I want to be with you, Kathy. And
Yeah.
unfortunately, he goes around to deal with Jean and sort of say this out loud. Meanwhile, they are supposed because they're supposed to be going for this holiday thing, aren't they? In
Holiday,
a
yeah.
caravan park or something. And Harvey screws that up, so they
Well, he
decide.
doesn't screw it
Well,
up. He manages to get Stacey to agree to come and then Lily to agree to Stacey coming, and then he screws it up by forgetting to go and pick up the caravan
I didn't know this
at
was
the
a
time
thing that they that there
scheduled.
was a time schedule that you'd miss your slot. So what are you about? You miss my slot.
I think with some places that may be a thing.
Some
And
really popular caravan park
hey, if
places.
they're high in demand, sure, why not? But yeah, I know what you're saying. Like, surely they could have just been like, well, we're not going to throw that money away for a week that you've
No,
paid for.
because surely, like, if you're it was a trailer, wasn't it, kind of thing. So they could have
Yeah.
taken this thing anywhere. So all they needed to do was pick it up, and then they could have taken it anywhere.
Unless it were past 6 p.m. and they'd closed or something, Rob, I don't know.
If I just go the next day, then surely.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, they didn't, did they? You
This
know.
company does not know what it's, does not
I
know what it's
agree.
doing.
I agree, but they must have filled the slot quite easily, Rob. It must be that. So there you go.
There you go.
You'd think.
Stacey and Lily seem to have reached an impasse this week, I think, by the way, haven't they? They've sort of
Yeah.
kind of put some of the issues to bed because obviously Harvey did that whole thing where he went to Stacey and went, no, honestly, she's really, really sorry. All right. She's dying for you to go on this holiday with us. And then he goes to Lily and says, Mum's really sorry. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then they sort of have a clash and then they kind of get over it, I
Yeah.
think. I think they're all right.
This is what's really peed me off about Harvey this week. Why are you going to all this like effort to
If you
help
don't
this
want to be in the
family
relationship.
when you're going to destroy him anyway? Like, I'm not saying he's going to destroy the entire family, but like he's essentially gaslit the entire family because he doesn't. I know that he cares in his own way, but actually he doesn't really, does he? Otherwise, he wouldn't have been having an affair with Kathy.
If Cindy hadn't done what she did, would he have ever when would he have told her this week? I don't think he would have done.
I
I
don't
think he
think
had the
he would have.
balls.
I do genuinely think he was going to until Jean proposed. Like, I definitely think he was going in with that intention of, I'm telling her now, this is the time, I'm ending it. And then she proposed. Again, though, it feels like he's done a lot of victim blaming this week, Harvey, with Jean, I
In what
feel.
way?
When they were talking later on after the big reveal, I'm jumping ahead a bit. And they're talking in the kitchen, and he's saying, oh, you know, but you weren't there for me when Martin died. And I thought, well, I'm sorry, that's because you were prioritizing a daughter who's just lost the father of her kids and her grandkids who've lost their father. And then you're crying that she's not there for you. This is what happens when you're in a relationship. You sometimes have to just support that person when they're dealing with something else, and you do have to take a back seat.
But then we have said that Harvey and Jean like are looking at Jean and thinking, why I'm not surprised that he's going off and having an affair. We've said that.
Well, I take it all back,
Oh,
Rob,
do
okay?
you?
Team Jean.
Team Jean, all the man's fault. We know, Ree, we know.
I know at the time, Jean were being totally unreasonable and shouty and stuff, and we were like, oh, come on, Jean, chill out. But he still didn't justify what he's done. At the end of the day, she was doing all that because she was so stressed about the situation. It doesn't then warrant you going and having an affair.
No, I mean, do you feel sorry for Jean now? Do you feel like, completely on team, 100% team Jean now?
100% Team Jean. Do you know what? I can't stand Kathy at minute. And I know that we're supposed to be, you know, letting all this slide with her, but why is she any different to Cindy? Come on,
I mean,
tell me.
there's, I don't know, I mean, there is, you struggle to find some things that Kathy has done recently that Cindy's never done. In fact, to be fair, apart from when she pushed Ian in front of the car, Cindy's never tried to kill anybody directly.
This is what I mean, right? Right. So, if anything, I dare say Kathy might be slightly worse. All right, hang on though. When Kathy's had this affair, it wasn't with her ex-husband's son. I'll give her
No,
that.
it's all
I'll
about,
give
you
her
know, it's
that.
all about the situation, isn't it?
Yeah.
Harvey is sort of all kind of at twos and ones with the whole situation, all out shop with it all.
All out shop.
And so he and Kathy have a moment where he says, "Well, I do love you, Kathy, and I want to be with you." And they have a kiss. Now, Cindy is filming that moment. What,
I
so
love Cindy. Why do I love
campus,
Cindy so
campus
much?
duff duff we've had in quite a long time, where she's literally just stood there with the phone, smirking away. It's great. Meanwhile, Lauren and Pete's engagement party. It's
Yes.
taking place at the Vic. We'll talk about Lauren at the end of the episode because some stuff has been announced on that front. So we'll talk about that later. But the engagement party's all flow. Ian's bought £80 worth of lobster. I've never had lobster. I'd like to try
It's
lobster, by the way. Is
delicious.
it? I've never tried.
Yeah,
The
it is
only thing I have with
delicious.
lobster is that when you go into one of those restaurants and you say, "I want that one," and then they take a live lobster out of a tank and boil it for you specifically, I can't do that. I
Oh
couldn't do
yeah,
that.
no, I've never do. To be fair, maybe arguably I've not had great lobster then, because I've never
Maybe not.
actually had to do
No,
that.
I couldn't do that. If that means I never have lobster, then fine. It's like,
It's
that's
a
like saying I
bit.
want a burger and choosing a cow in a field that you want to kill. I can't do
Oh no,
that.
you wouldn't, would you? Yeah, you've
No,
got a point there. No, oh
couldn't
then
do that.
don't, Rob, because we're going to
No.
get all comments now being like, "This is why people shouldn't eat meat. If you can't be a
Yeah,
ve if you can't kill it yourself
can't
and do
kill
all
myself,
that,
and I.
you should be veggie anyway."
So there we go. Anyway, so the party is all in full flow, and there's a lovely slideshow going on behind them, with
Oh
all lovely
yeah.
pictures of Lauren and Peter. I tell you what, they'd have actually gone through the records to find some of them happy moments between those two, wouldn't they?
Yes.
And sort of meanwhile, Cindy, with this footage, is blackmailing Kathy now and saying, "Right, everything I wanted, the house, the businesses. I take it I'm getting them now." And Kathy decides to, instead of giving her those, she gives her the Albert. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Fair.
Fantastic. At last.
Brilliant, yeah.
The Albert
Yeah.
actually makes sense now, because it never made sense to me that Kathy owned the Albert.
Yeah, but is she though? Because there were no witnesses to that contract, and if Kathy just rips it up, then it's Cindy's word against hers. I'm not convinced that it is still Cindy's.
I mean, I think, because Michelle Collins has been given a few interviews recently, and she's basically implied that Cindy is now the owner of the Albert.
Oh,
So,
fair. This is the thing they always do on soaps, don't they?
yeah.
They don't have any solicitors witnessing any of these
They might have had a
signatures
witness. They
in.
might have got like a passing drag queen to sign it as they were sorting the
Maybe.
contracts out. That could have happened. But I mean, Cindy in charge of the gay bar. Brilliant.
Yeah,
Yes, please.
brilliant.
Yes,
Yes,
please.
agreed.
That's going to be
Yes.
amazing. Cindy won't have any of this straight people drinking in her bar sort of thing. None of that.
No,
Billy
you're
and
right.
Harvey
Oh,
having
I
a
don't
pint
know.
in the corner.
She
No, that
might
won't be
just charge
happening.
him extra or something.
Maybe. Quite right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. So if Cindy now owns the Prince Albert, I'm all up for that. It has
Yeah.
never made sense to me that this woman in her 70s, who is also in charge of a cafe down the road, also owns this bar on the other side of the square that's open till
It
like
just
1 o'clock in the morning, and he's never there.
doesn't suit her, does it,
No.
either, really,
I mean, I
Kathy?
get it,
Like,
because Kathy's all iconic and like Yas Queen and all that kind of thing. But at the
same.
same time, in terms of her actual character, it doesn't make
Yeah.
any sense that she owns it. So
No.
I'm glad that they've sorted that out. And Cindy is a
Maybe this is how
perfect.
Felix is going. Cindy's gonna just sack him.
Yeah, maybe,
That'll be
probably.
it.
But also, I think I quite like the idea that this is now going to put two sort of alcoholic businesses against one another, and Elaine versus Cindy doing business
Yeah,
things
of
together.
course.
Yes, it's going to be lovely. Can't wait for that. So, with that all said, Cindy then gets all smug, goes to the engagement party, and still gets crap from the rest of her family. No one's on her side. She tries to talk to Peter, and Peter's all sort of like, "Do you know what? I don't want anything to do with you. I'm on Nan's side, basically." And that kind of pushes Cindy over the edge. So she storms downstairs, and I'm assuming Bluetooth's the video that she's got.
Yeah, I did wonder how she'd done it, but she did it, didn't she? You
Technology.
know what? If anyone's going to figure it out, it'll be
Cindy would have
Cindy.
been fine. And all of a sudden, on the slideshow of Peter and Lauren is the video of Harvey and Kathy. The whole square's there. Basically, a complete sort of redo of how Cindy's affair got exposed, but with slightly more technology.
Yes, definitely. Oh, and do you know what, Cindy? Why didn't you think about Jean? I felt so sorry for
So
Jean.
sorry for Jane. I did feel sorry for
Oh.
Jean this week because even when Ian is basically clutching at straws and saying it's an AI thing, and Jean's like, it is,
It's
isn't it? That's true, isn't it? It's
an
an AI thing. It's like, oh, bless
AI.
you, Jean. Bless you. And so the affair's out. Everybody in the pub knows. And then we get a really, really good episode on Thursday, I thought.
Yeah, I did. It was really
Really,
good.
really strong stuff on Thursday. And classic soapy stuff, you know, written by Darren Little, who's written more soap scripts than you and I have had hot dinners, you know, knows what he's
Yep.
doing with these sorts of scenes. Really, really good stuff. Slaps are handed out, quite rightly. Are you pleased that
Yes.
Harvey didn't get a slap?
Am I pleased that he didn't?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh,
You don't like the women slapping the
actually.
men, do you?
Yeah, but actually, I think he
You are a
deserves the award. I
hypocrite.
can't believe I'm saying that. I take it all
Ridiculous.
back. I didn't like
Yeah.
him. I'm not a fan of him. No, to be fair, like, why slap Kathy and not Harvey, arguably? Oh, she did chuck some plates at Harvey. That technically that could be a bit
I mean,
intimidating, I guess.
I'd argue that's worse than a slap, chucking plates at
I know,
someone,
because
but that's
I
just
always
me.
just think if you flipped it, we'd be like, ooh, that's dark. Like, imagine it were the other way around and Harvey was stood in there smashing plates. That would be quite intimidating, wouldn't it?
It would, but Jean wasn't being intimidating. She was being unpredictable.
Yes.
Because basically, I
Yeah.
mean, Kat's all kind of liked Kat this week as well, sort of all on
Yes.
one. Liked calling
Yes,
Harvey
I
scum.
enjoyed
I'm
that.
assuming Harvey's just lost his job as well, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even think of
I'm
that.
assuming Kat's
Yeah,
going
of
to sack him
course.
next week.
That makes more sense as to why she was so outraged as well, then, because she would. Yeah, I forgot that he worked there. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think
So,
he
what's he
works
going
there
to do?
anymore. I
He can get
don't
on
think he works
Uber,
there
he'll be
anymore.
right.
Yeah, be right. So that leads into a really nice scene between Harvey and Jean. It was quite a long scene as
Yeah.
well, like a nice little two-hander scene between the two of them. And Harvey basically says, like, yeah, I felt neglected. I felt sort of pushed out. I felt like you're not interested in me. You're not the only one that's been grieving. I've lost my mate, and you haven't really given me any attention on that front. I don't think, you know, you can shake your head a lot, and I understand, but I feel like I sort of see some of his perspective in that way.
No, I disagree. I
Of
totally
course you do.
disagree.
Shocker.
Sorry. Well, no, I just thought it were, I actually thought he were being quite immature.
I don't know. I mean,
I
the thing
just
is, though,
think.
we've been agreeing with him up to this point, so I don't really see how we can now suddenly be 100% on Gene's side with this.
Because when you look at Jean, who's fallen asleep, sat up at the dining table, it's clear to see that she's trying her best to keep the family together because Stacey's grieving. And I know that Harvey's grieving, and I'm not disputing the fact that he's lost a friend and he is grieving in his own way. However, does that give you the right to go out and having an affair because you feel like you're being ignored when
5 weeks ago,
actually
we just said yes.
Jean's trying to support the grandchildren, Stacey. Jean's grieving. I mean, okay, you don't want to say anyone's grief's worse than anybody else's, but also, like, Harvey's known Martin for 5 minutes compared to the restroom. I'm sorry.
But
I'm
still
going there.
mates. But still,
Yeah, still
yeah,
mates. I'm not
but.
disputing that he's grieving, but it don't mean I'm going to go out and have an affair with Kathy. You could have just spoken to her. You didn't have to then. As soon as you thought there were feelings there and you're not feeling right, you should have just communicated it to Jean. Like, it's just all wrong, isn't it?
Arguably, he
I'm very
tried.
principled.
Arguably, he tried to sort of say this stuff to Gene. I mean, there was a time when Gene was being completely unreasonable with him at times, and we said that.
Yeah, I know, but it also, I don't know, it just felt like that was for the sake of us being able to justify Harvey having the affair as well.
You
I don't know.
literally said, I remember saying to you and saying, sorry, who do you want Harvey to be with now? You were like, Kathy, 100% Kathy, 100% Kathy.
Well, I don't want him to be with Jean though. Actually, I do stand by that him and Kathy are more well suited, but they should have just gone the right way about it.
But what is the right way about it in that situation, I wonder?
End it with Jean and
Which he
start your
tried to
new
do.
relationship.
Tried to
When did
do,
he
she
try to end it
proposed.
with?
When do you end it with Jean in that situation, though? When the whole family is going through grief and your only outlet is somebody else. When are you supposed to say, actually, I've also been having an affair, so put that on top of your
Well,
grief
don't
pile as
have the
well?
affair. That's what I'm saying. Don't have the
Well,
affair. Don't have the affair.
Get your knickers
Just
on,
end the
as Cindy said.
relationship. Yeah. Just end the relationship. Don't have an affair and then be like, oh, well, there's never gonna be a good time to tell your partner that you've been having an affair, is there? So just don't have the affair, maybe.
Well, I mean, arguably, I think you could say that Harvey tried to do it in a way that was going to hurt as few people as possible in the least dramatic way possible, but Cindy put pay to that.
Rob, are you trying to wind me up here or what? Do
It
you
seems to be
genuine? Are you
working.
genuine? Are
It
you
seems to be
genuinely sticking
working.
up for Harvey?
I'm playing devil's
Playing
advocate,
devil's
mate.
advocate, are you?
Yeah,
Are you? Or
yeah.
are you condoning cheating, Rob?
Yeah, I'm also condoning cheating. I think everybody should cheat, and I think monogamy is a very boring old age concept. Well,
Anyway,
they are together now. It's
they are.
expires.
And poor Jean as well, then she has to
I
watch
do.
him go across
I
the
know.
road. Come on.
I do feel sorry for Jean. I really, really do, because her heart's been
And
absolutely
she'd
torn
hate you
apart.
saying that, do you know?
What, that we felt sorry for her?
Yeah, she'd be like, don't pity me.
Oh, I mean, it's hard not to, though, isn't it?
I
It's
know,
really, really
bless
hard
her.
not to. When she's literally, like, the only thing that was missing from that final shot of the week when she had her hand against the window was rain coming down the other side. Like, it was
Yeah,
really, really
I
heartbreaking.
know.
Just watching her watch Harvey and Kathy, like, kind of kiss quite openly in the street and then go into Kathy's house. Like, bless her. I
Well, this
do
is the
really feel
thing as
for
well.
her.
Like, she's absolutely miserable, Jean, and they're like, oh, well, at least we can get on with it. It's all out now, isn't it? Yeah, you're together.
Yeah,
It's
they could
like,
be
oh, come
together.
on.
I
I mean,
know.
I know he hadn't really got anywhere else to go, but he could have let the dust settle a bit. He could have gone round back. He did that when you were having an affair. Did you have to go
Yeah,
to the front door,
I
Harvey, where
know.
Jean
I
can
know.
see you?
Well, it wasn't only Jean watching. Cindy was watching as well. So I feel like
Course.
it's. I think all of this hasn't really worked out. In like, it's all kind of gone against what she was planning. Really, she was planning on causing as much chaos to Kathy as she possibly could. But really, all she's really done is destroyed Harvey and Jean's relationship. And
Yeah.
now Kathy's got a new boyfriend. So it's not
Yeah,
really
now
worked
Kathy's
out.
got away, yeah.
Yeah, so it's not really worked out for Cindy whatsoever. There was also a moment between Stacey and Jean, which I thought was quite nice. Although Stacey did seem to be saying to Jean, "Well, to be fair, I've had affairs."
Yes, which is why Jean decided that she were going to forgive Harvey, I think, and be
Yeah.
like, well, when you put it like that,
Bigger
Stacey,
things.
yeah.
There's bigger things to be upset about, and I think, but at that moment, Jean, I can that last moment between Jean and Harvey, where she said, "Screw our happiness, the family needs you." Like, she
Yeah.
was basically saying to Harvey at that point, "Yes, we may not be the love of each other's lives, but who cares about that? The family needs you." And it's sort of like, you look at Harvey's point of view at that point, was sort of like, "Well, yeah, but they're not my family. It's not my responsibility to kind of put them all back on the track."
I think in that part, because I do think that Harvey does regard them as family, but I think the point was you don't want me back. You just want me for the family.
Yeah.
So it's not really about making us work as a relationship. It's more that you like me being as part, like part of your family, which is why you were like, well, no. If she'd have been like, I really want us to work because I do love you so much and we're such a good couple together and we made such a good team or something like that, but she was very much on the, yeah, but we need you in the family. The children are going to suffer and everything else. That was the angle
It's
she
not a
was
reason to
taking.
stay. It's not a reason to
No.
stay. Like,
No.
you just literally just found out that I've been cheating on you. And now you're saying, yeah, but never mind, because all the kids love you and we all kind of need you just
Yeah.
to be there to keep us all steady. So you'll stay, yeah? And it's sort of like, well, actually, no, I don't think I will. Thanks very much. Like, you're not telling
Nah.
me that you want me to stay because you love me. You're not saying it because I'm the happiest you've ever been in your entire life. You're saying it because it makes your life easier that I stay. And it's sort
Yeah.
of like, do you know what? There comes a point where if we've reached this point, I may as well be honest and say, I don't want to be here anymore. See you later.
Which is what he should have done a few months ago, but hey-ho,
Well,
instead
he's
of
done
having an
it now.
affair. I
He's
know,
done it
true.
now.
True that.
So, Kathy and Harvey, I mean, do you see a long-term future with them now?
I'm not sure. I mean, they did get together, didn't they? When he first came in, he was with Kathy and
You
then she
keep
got
saying
with
this. I've got no
Rocky.
memory of this whatsoever, Kathy and Harvey getting together first time round whatsoever.
Yeah, because I remember it being a bit odd because obviously Dana and Bobby were together as well, but then they just didn't work out. I'm sure. I've not made this up. I
I
haven't made
don't
this up,
know. I
have I?
can't. I mean, let us know in the comment section. I can't remember that at all. But if Ree dreamt
Yeah.
it, tell her. If she didn't, then tell me, because I
I
can't
do
remember,
sometimes
obviously.
get dreams
She
mixed up with
does.
reality. I'm not going to
Vivid,
lie.
vivid dreams.
I do.
So, I mean, I think that they're going to go a bit of a distance. Oh, by the way, I also wanted to mention another Kathy secret was revealed this week. The Buster thing that she told Ian. Huge.
Oh, yeah. She just casually dropped that one in, didn't she? Like,
The
actually, I have
only
had affairs
affair.
before,
Yeah.
rather successfully, as you
Yeah.
must
The
know,
only
Ian.
person who's ever lived on this square that's not had an affair blow up in their face. Thank you very much. Yeah. I was pleased that they sort of gave a bit of a
Yeah.
time to reveal that. That was good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Liked
Yeah.
that. liked
But
that.
whether Kathy and Harvey are going to last, it's one of these with affairs, isn't it? Is that what, creates the spark, and will the spark go now that, it's not an affair and it's not a secret? I can't see Harvey and Ian getting on too well, if I'm honest with you, at all.
Oh, do you think? You reckon Ian will be a bit sort of overprotective?
I think Harvey's a bit of a lad's lad football pints,
Yes,
and
Ian's
Ian thinks
not.
he's a bit above that, doesn't he?
A little bit, yeah, a little bit with his £80 lobsters. Yes, it's yeah, it's going to be sort of be interesting to sort of see the fallout from this. I guarantee Harvey's lost his job because Kat's never going to put up with that. Stacey's reaction is going to, like, she's clearly going to go mad. Lily's reaction isn't going to be brilliant. So Harvey's got some pain coming his way. So the comeuppance that you're clearly dying for Harvey to have is clearly coming. So you can sit back and enjoy that. That'll be good.
Good. Well, not good though, because also like bad for everybody else. I don't think Stacey's gonna be that harsh on him though, it sounds, or it. She'll be like, well, do you know what,
Well,
Mum?
affairs happen.
People have
We've all
affairs,
done
don't
it.
they?
We've all done it, you know. What about Cindy and Kathy? Because she tried her best. There is one thing. I sort of think if somebody had tried to kill me, I feel like the last thing I'd be doing would be trying to wind them up further.
This is what I don't get with all this Kathy stuff, if I'm honest with you. This is what hasn't made sense to me from the start, with how, because she's still very like, I'd do it again. Like, you would surely
Go
be
on then.
looking over your shoulder at all
Yeah, no,
times.
Cindy did. Considering that how terrified and paranoid and, you know, that Cindy was throughout when she didn't know who did it, the fact that she now knows who did it and she's now going out of her way to cause Kathy misery. Sort of like, you're not that scared of her then, really, are you?
No, but it turns out that Cindy's got no chance of going to the police, because all the knights have basically said that they'll deny
Damn right, as well, I
hearing
think.
Kathy admit to it.
Oh, 100%.
Brilliant.
Yeah, damn right. I feel like that's absolutely the right thing to say. Yeah. So, interesting old week, Gold Starry.
I'm going to be really
Are
controversial.
you?
I'm giving it Cindy
Yeah,
for the drama.
oh,
For the
100% Cindy
drama.
deserves. I'll give mine to Jean because I thought it was a rare chance for Gillian Wright to kind of get her teeth into some decent scenes this week. So I thought
Yeah,
she did
agreed.
really, really well with that. Let us know who your gold stars are going to, as is to Cindy and Jean. We should finish the podcast with a little bit of news, one exciting and one quite sad. So, as well as the trailer, we've had quite a bit of news released this week. First of all, is a new story coming for Lauren. We
Spoiler alert.
spoiler siren, Nina, 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 Nina. There was a little bit of a scene this week where Lauren was saying that baby Jimmy, she was having difficulty with breastfeeding him, and like there was a sort of disconnect there. And the reason for that has been revealed. EastEnders is working with advice from the Royal National Institute of Blind People on an upcoming storyline where Lauren and Peter's son is diagnosed as severely sight impaired. Having struggled to settle baby Jimmy in recent weeks, Lauren becomes concerned by his lack of ability to focus as he struggles to latch during breastfeeding. Determined to follow her mother's instinct, Lauren takes Jimmy to the hospital for further tests, where the doctors confirm that Jimmy is severely sight impaired. The story will follow Lauren and Peter as they attempt to navigate life with a newborn, the symptoms that Lauren picks up on which leads her to seek a diagnosis, and how the diagnosis will impact Jimmy and their family as a whole. Interesting. So I wonder, is this as a result of everything that went on during the pregnancy, or is this separate, do you think? Yeah.
No, it's got to be,
I
surely.
mean, I would have
Because
thought
it is
so.
something that you would miss as well, isn't it, in
Yeah.
pregnancy? How would you, there's no, I don't think, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't see how you would be able to tell that somebody was blind in the scans and stuff.
No.
You wouldn't be able to tell if they were hearing impaired, would you, until like you realize that they
No,
can't
and
hear you, kind of thing.
I feel like this is something that you would pick up on more being a second-time mother than a first-time mother, because she said that I never had this trouble with Louie, so I'm assuming that there's going to be a kind of build-up to them actually going to see and getting this
Well,
diagnosis.
I actually think it might mean that she'll get a bit brushed off her saying that though, because that you can, all kids are different, and you might have latch problems with your second and stuff. So they might go, oh, all kids are different and blah blah. And she might go, no, but I think that there is something wrong. I don't think it is just that. And I think they're going to be like, not so sure. But I guess it comes to which point will they start ruling stuff out? And I would assume, because I'm trying to think, when you have midwife visits until you're 30 days after birth, and then you have health visitor appointments. And I'm wondering if a health visitor is going to do like some tests, to see if they follow your finger and things like that, and then that's where they'll discover it. So yeah, I wonder how soon it'll be that they discover it.
Yeah, I mean, in the next couple of weeks, it looks like it's because the cause that announcement said that over the coming weeks. So I'm assuming this
Oh,
is going to be a
okay.
bit of a
So
sort of
soon.
build up. Yeah, and then we'll get the diagnosis. So interesting. Not something I've seen. I've seen the soaps do before. I don't think so. Nearsighted,
No.
sighting impaired baby. I don't think I've seen it.
One of on Coronation Street, one of Gemma's quads is partially deaf, I think, but no,
All
not
right,
with the
no.
sight. No.
That was a ridiculous storyline, giving her somebody quads, by the way. I've never heard anything so ridiculous.
Well, she's still
Anyway,
got them, so
yes,
well, obviously.
they're all still there. Right. So, and then the other bit of news, very, 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 very sad. I'm not happy about this whatsoever,
I
but
know.
Lacey Turner is due an exit. She is leaving EastEnders. Now, it
Yeah.
seems the way that it was announced in the papers seems to be that she's having an extended break rather than cutting ties with the show altogether. I
Yeah.
mean, to be fair, you only get those early years with your kids once, don't you? So I can see why she wants to sort of spend as much time with them as possible. So
I'm
it's allowed, I
honestly,
guess.
I am so amazed at how soon she's come back. Like, she should be on maternity leave, I'm sorry. So I feel like probably her pregnancy got announced when they'd already got these storylines planned, perhaps. So maybe they've struck a deal in saying, right, well, have some extended leave off or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
But
I'm guessing.
I don't blame her at all. It's
No.
just gutting that we're not going to have her
Yeah,
on screen,
like
but fair play to
us
her.
selfish viewers are like, what do you mean you're leaving? That's outrageous. No, screw your kids. We want Stacey all the time. And it's like, no, bless her. So, extended break. It seems like it's not if she comes back, it's when. And
Yeah,
whenever she feels.
hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully, because we've had characters leave in the past that apparently were only going on a break and then they never came back. So let's hope that Stacey,
Surely, yeah.
Shirley, exactly. So let's hope that Stacey's not one of them, but we wish her well. What do you think in terms of the effect that Stacey's exit will have on other characters?
I can't figure out how they're going to write her out because
No, me, I have
presumably all
no
the
idea.
kids are going to be staying.
There's some big Stacey stuff kicking off next week.
Right, okay.
Apparently, there is some form of secret being revealed about Stacey next week. No idea what that is, but I'm assuming that's going to be something to do with her
Oh.
exit.
What do wait, we don't have any secrets that we know of with
No.
Stacey. What's this going to
What's
be?
this going to be? So, no
Hey,
idea,
Rob,
but.
maybe it will be her falling off the, going in that car off the bridge and she's going to be put in a coma or something for a bit.
For years until Stacey, until Lacey Turner
Yeah,
comes
until
back.
she
Oh, I'm
decides to
awake
come
now.
back.
Yeah, I'm awake.
I
I
just
don't
don't know
know.
how else they're writing her out, to be
No.
honest. I can't think. Yeah.
We shall have to wait
Who
and see, but
knows?
we will miss Stacey massively, of course, and I hope that we get to see Lacey on back on screen fairly soon because it's going to be a big old gap left without her. So that's sad. Comments this week, Ray.
We had a comment on our YouTube video from last week where we were speculating about what these revelations could be in this week's episodes. And Dan Wilson said, maybe the revelations that rock the square next week are the changes to the decor upstairs in the Vic.
I tell you what, it's not. It
Right.
doesn't look too bad upstairs. I thought I didn't even sort of register it at first, but
Yeah.
actually, they're really calming, aren't they? I like what
It's
Elaine's
like
done with
a.
the place.
I do feel like that's Elaine. It's Elaine who's had the final word on that. Like quite a classic dark pink. I don't even know what you'd call it. They've got like, what would you
Like
call?
quite mood lighting and sort of around. I thought
Well,
it.
there was that, and the bits where it's like almost like a border god. There's going to be a word for it, and I don't know what it is. But it made it look classy. I don't remember him
Yeah.
being there before. It was
No. Well, the
like,
flamingos have gone. I thought
yeah, the
the
flamingos
flamingos
have
used to
gone.
be very much the centerpiece of that living room, and they've been ripped down because presumably the shop had run out of flamingo wallpaper, I'm guessing. But I
Not
really.
the downstairs
Not the
wallpaper, though.
downstairs wallpaper, but I think that I like it. And I thought that the downstairs hallway looked a bit different as well. They've gone for slightly different
Yeah.
decor down there. So I thought the upstairs. I mean, we've still only seen the living area. We haven't seen like the kitchen or anything. But I
And we
thought
need to see it in
quite
some
nice.
daylight as well
Yeah,
to
that'll
get a
be
better,
different.
because I feel like there was a feature wall next to the door that we didn't quite see as well, which looked nice.
Yeah, so I think we've still sort of got to see bits of the Vic still to be revealed. But so far, I like the upstairs. Look, it looks very, very nice. Another comment from Brandon Christopher John, who says, "Justice for Jean. Hats off to Gillian Wright. She acted her socks off. I love how she can play a whole range of emotions in just one scene, from a moment of comedy to the plates to her pouring her heart out. Honestly, we'll be gutted if Jean ever leaves."
We've got a comment from Harry James Edward who says, "It almost feels comical how the second Harvey started his affair. Jean did a 180 from being horrid with him to big smiles and saying how good of a man he is. That said, I am loving it. Can't wait to see what happens next."
So Jean was horrible at one point, is that what we're saying? And that
Yes,
we
well, this is why I picked the comment to remind
didn't blame
myself of
Harvey.
this, Rob. Still
Still
doesn't
doesn't
justify an
justify
affair.
it. Still doesn't justify it.
No.
Kathy Verhan Kettner says, "The past two episodes, Jean belittled Harvey and really didn't have too much nice to say in support of him as well as their relationship. First when she was speaking with Kathy, then today's episode when she and Harvey were talking. I mean, really, Jean said to Harvey she wanted him to stay for the kids and the family, not that she loved him. I wonder if any of the Slaters will stay on the square with Stacey's impending exit. If Jean ends up along with Stacey, then Lily and the kids may leave to stay with Sean."
Good
I
point.
well, I feel like Lily's not going anywhere. Because I feel
Yeah,
like
I don't feel like she
Lilia
is.
Turner is one of the future stars of the show, I feel like. And I feel like Jean will stay for the kids unless Gillian Wright decides to move on. But I think
Yeah.
she nothing's been announced on that front. So I feel like it is literally just going to be Stacey. I think maybe she might take up Hope and Arthur with her.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. It depends how they're writing her out, though, because they can't
Yeah.
send her back to prison. Please don't put her
God,
back to
no.
prison.
Please, no. Don't want her on the run. Don't want her in prison. Just want her to go and have a sort of happy time
Yeah.
somewhere because she deserves it with
Yeah.
Stacey, bless her. Yeah.
But I don't think it will be.
We'll see. So that's it for this week, ladies and gentlemen. If you would like to get in touch with us, you can do the following.
You can find us on Facebook at Albert Square After Dark, on Twitter and Instagram at E20 After Dark. If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to like and subscribe. You can listen to us on Apple and all your favourite podcast sites. Drop us an email at e20afterdarkpodcast@gmail.com. And if you'd like to buy us a coffee, you can do so by going on buymeacoffee.com/E20After Dark.
Yes, you can indeed. Thank you very much for watching. Thank you very much for listening. Me and Ray are off dress shopping because we can't wait to go. I can't wait. I'm very, very excited. Do you reckon we're going to meet anybody, Ray?
I hope so.
I hope so. I mean,
Not
obviously
going
they
all that way down
obviously
to that there London and not
I
meeting
know.
somebody.
I mean, obviously they must all know who we are, I'm assuming.
Oh, we've got one of them a present, so we need to at least meet that one person. We're not going to reveal who it is.
Just in case they have no idea who we are, but that's for sure, yeah. But you will be seeing our adventures at the Soap Awards in a couple of weeks' time in a special episode. I'm very, very excited about it. But until next week, the Stacey secret, whatever it may be, is going to be revealed. So we shall find out what that is. It's a Simon Ashdown next week. I know that much. So I found he likes writing
Ooh.
Stacey episodes. He writes Stacey
Yeah,
very, very
he's
well.
good.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens with that. And until then, it's goodbye from me.
Goodbye from me.
See you next week. Goodbye.
Bye.